Hey everyone, Avery Hot here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster with a little more grace, a lot more laughter, and a dash of ancient wisdom. Ever feel like you're just riding the emotional wave without a surfboard? Like one minute you're stoked, the next you're wiped out, wondering where the heck you even are. We live in a world that wants us to chase instant gratification, quick fixes, and get-rich-quick schemes. But when it comes to building inner strength and resilience, slow and steady wins the race. That's where Stoicism comes in. This philosophy isn't about suppressing your feelings or becoming some emotionless robot. It's about developing a mental armor, a toolbox of techniques to handle life's inevitable ups and downs with clarity, purpose, and even a sense of humor. Today, we're diving deep into creating a daily Stoic practice that works for you, one that helps you build consistency and growth over time. It's like building muscle, but instead of weights, you're using your thoughts and actions. So, what are some key ingredients for this daily Stoic recipe? First up, self-awareness. Ever notice how often we react without thinking? We let our emotions hijack our decisions, our words, even our actions. Stoicism encourages us to pause, take a breath, and observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that emotional roller coaster before you go hurtling over the edge. Second, gratitude. You know that feeling when something really good happens? Stoics believe in actively cultivating gratitude for the good things, big and small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, or simply being healthy enough to enjoy those things. It shifts your focus from what you lack to what you already have, which is a powerful antidote to negativity. Next up, control what you can. This is a big one. Stoicism reminds us that we can control everything in life: traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather, that's a biggie, right? But what we can control is how we react to these things. It's like choosing your seat on a roller coaster. You can't choose the ride itself, but you can pick where you want to sit. And trust me, sometimes picking the front row means a slightly more exhilarating experience. Then there's living in accordance with nature. This doesn't mean becoming a hermit and living off the grid, although that sounds pretty cool. It's about understanding our place in the natural world and recognizing the cyclical nature of life: birth, growth, decay, renewal. It helps us embrace change, find meaning in the present moment, and appreciate the impermanence of things. Lastly, virtue. This isn't about being perfect, let's be real, who is? It's about striving to live a life guided by values like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. These virtues serve as our compass, helping us make decisions that are aligned with our best selves. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, feeling stressed because you're running late for work. Suddenly, you remember your Stoic practice. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the stress without letting it consume you, and then focus on what you can control: your pace, your attitude, the way you interact with people along the way. You choose to be kind to the barista even though you're short on time, you smile at a stranger, and you make a conscious effort to enjoy the fresh air. You're still running late, but now you're approaching it with a sense of calm and purpose. You've turned a potentially negative experience into an opportunity for growth. See what I mean? This isn't just about sitting around in meditation robes reciting ancient Greek philosophy, although that can be cool too. It's about integrating these powerful principles into your everyday life, one mindful moment at a time. So here's the deal. Start small. Choose one or two Stoic practices to focus on each day. Maybe it's taking a few moments for gratitude journaling, practicing mindfulness during your commute, or reflecting on what virtue you want to embody that day. Remember, consistency is key. Just like building any skill, it takes time and practice. The more you weave these practices into your daily routine, the stronger your mental armor will become. And trust me, when life throws you curveballs, which it inevitably will, you'll be better equipped to face them with grace, resilience, and even a little bit of Stoic swagger. So go out there, build that inner strength, and remember, I'm always here cheering you on. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. Head over to our social media pages and let's keep this conversation going. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.